The new head of an old boys' club is a woman. For the first time in its 108-year history, the Harvard Club has a female president. Karen Van Winkle was chosen on Monday to lead the local institution. We spoke with her this morning and asked whether she campaigned for the job and how long she's been a member of the Harvard Club.
I've been a member since 1981 and very involved in the club for 35 years. And no, I did not campaign. It's actually not an election. There is a nominating committee that reviews several candidates and makes their recommendation to the board.
What's the reception been since word came out that you're the new prez?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had so many young people, so many longtime members, especially most important to me are the staff members who I've known for so long, come up and say it's about time. It's been terrific.
Is it about time?
Well, I will tell you that the Harvard Club only started admitting women in 1978. So although the Harvard Club's been around for 108 years, women were only eligible to be members since 1978. So there haven't been that many presidents since that date. And I've been welcomed since the first day I stepped into the club. I have been on committees for over 30 years and never found there to be a barrier, quite honestly.
You excited about this opportunity?
I'm so excited. I love the club, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity to grow the membership and expand upon the diversity that is now so well represented at the university, and it's very exciting.
You came to Harvard when it first went co-ed a few decades ago. How has the school changed since then?
Well, my son is actually a sophomore there right now, and I cannot even imagine the diversity that he sees every day. When I went there were three men to every one woman, and it wasn't globally that diverse. And now the university draws from every corner of the world, and it's really just amazing.
You've said you want to make the Harvard Club more inclusive for women. How so?
Well, we actually do have a good representation. 33% of the board is female. 15% of the governing board is minority. There are still around three men to every one woman at the Harvard Club, and I think there's an incredible opportunity to increase the numbers of women. I think we've just undergone a huge physical transformation of the clubhouse, making it more accessible and more member-friendly, and we haven't really made it necessarily more female in nature, but it is more appealing, and with improvements every day, I think that the women will be more and more attracted to join.
Especially since about half the student population is women.
It's just about 50-50 now at the undergraduate school.
You've also said you hope to make the club more inclusive for families. Why is that important from your point of view?
Well, our membership is growing in age. About 20% of our population is over 70, and just by nature, there'll be some attrition there. And I think that our prime audience are people who are between the age of 35 and, say, 50. And many of them have children and want to be part of the community at the Harvard Club. And so creating spaces, creating programs, creating venues for children, I think, is important for us if we want to sustain our growth moving forward.
How many members does the Harvard Club have right now?
Currently, there are 5,042 members.
You hope to expand that?
There's definitely room to grow, and I hope that people will come and check out the Harvard Club. It's definitely not your grandfather's Harvard Club anymore.
Karen Van Winkle, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.